Mary Louise Days is a walking, talking encyclopedia of Santa Barbara history. From street names to architecture, retired Santa Barbara City urban historian. She was one of my first 3, 4, 5 guests back in November 1998 when I started the program. Welcome back to Radio Real Estate, Mary Louise Days.
Thank you, Mark. Happy to be here.
Always good to talk to you, and I'm glad you remembered to change your clock. Otherwise, we would have missed the interview. Got a lot to talk to you about today, but before we begin, when we spoke on the phone, of course, you were aware of Erin Graffy, who was a regular guest on the program, and she and her brother, Neil Graffy, both love Santa Barbara and wrote books about Santa Barbara. And I knew their mom, Jean Graffy, was my second guest or third guest back in 1998. And so you knew Erin Graffy?
Yes. Of course, first I knew her mother. I was fond of her mother, Jean, because she was appointed to the City Planning Commission, and I worked for the commission. And then after that, Jean was a city councilman and supervisor of the county, so a delightful person. And I saw in Erin much of her mother's wit and talent. Erin was a very talented person.
Very, very well put. And I knew Jean Graffy. I forgot she was on the Planning Commission. I knew she was on the City Council. But I think I interviewed her when she ran and lost for the County Board of Supervisors. Do you think she at one time won and then lost re-election?
I don't remember her losing any that election.
No. I never wanted to get political, so I had a pattern of selecting people who lost the election to come on and talk about it. So this way I wasn't promoting them. And I kind of did that a lot, and I've strayed because I've had Mayor Randy Rouse on a few times. So anyway, we all are going to miss Erin Graffy, and it's sad to me. It's ironic, you know, when a historian dies. It's kind of like, wait a second, she's writing about this. Where, you know, her history dies with her, but she's written some books and.
She published, and that was. Fortunate for us that she did publish.
Right. Now, your history, you mentioned you were working for the, you were the Santa Barbara City urban historian, and you portrayed, and today's topic is the 100th anniversary of the 1925 earthquake, but you were the Santa Barbara Fiesta Parade, you portrayed St. Barbara. Was that in 1965?
That's right, long time ago.
And you were 5 years old, so that you were the youngest as well, I guess. And was the first Santa Barbara Fiesta Parade, was that 1924?
Yes, the modern fiestas, yes.
Uh-huh. Wow, so then the second year, so we're coming up to the June 100th anniversary of the 1925 Santa Barbara earthquake. What did that do? Was Fiesta back then also around the first week of August?
Yes. And I think that they had just a couple of little events. They did not have a full Old Spanish Days, but that developed over the years. But the earthquake was on June 29th, 1925, and of course it changed several important buildings and led to the construction of the current courthouse, because the old courthouse on that same location had been badly damaged. But there's a group, a very broad, comprehensive group called EQ25 Alliance. It has about 40 organizations and individuals as part of it, and each one is commemorating in their own way the 100th year. We're not we don't call it a celebration because that would be inappropriate because 11 people were killed. But it's a commemoration of a very important event in Santa Barbara's 20th century history. The EQ25.org website is listing events that are organized and sponsorship opportunities and so forth. There will be exhibits and lectures and tours scheduled by members of the Alliance. We have about a dozen people on the steering committee, which has been meeting for well over a year and, of course, is meeting more frequently now. The new issue of Ancestors West, which is the quarterly published by the Santa Barbara County Genealogical Society, has a cover picture of the damaged Mission Santa Barbara, and it has some stories inside handed down telling about people's activities during and after the earthquake. They have a page in here that's the Santa Cruz Sentinel up in Santa Cruz, published the day after our quake, and the big headlines, and of course some of the information in it is not accurate, but the reporters certainly scurried to produce that story. The Genealogical Society will have an exhibit from June 1st to August 16th about some of these memories, and then there will be lectures put on by several organizations, the Historical Museum, the Mission Archive Library, the Architectural Foundation, and the Pearl Chase Society are all planning lectures, and there will also be tours from the Architectural Foundation.
It would be interesting to see a lot of photographs pre 1925, the downtown, what it looked like, and post.
That's right.
My guest, Mary Louise Days, she's a walking, talking encyclopedia of Santa Barbara history. We're talking about the upcoming June 29th, 100th anniversary, and commemorating the 1925 earthquake. I just looked at my calendar, and June 29th, 2025 is a Monday. Do you happen to know what day of the week it was in 1925?
Let me look here at this.
I'm going to look that up. And again, if you want information, you can go to EQ25.org. EQ25.org, the organization is EQ25 Alliance, and you can get information on that.
Well, this Santa Cruz newspaper was on Tuesday, June 30th. So in 1925, it would have been a Monday. And I think this year, it's a Sunday.
Oh, maybe I'm... Oh, you know what? You are correct. I was looking at this calendar on my phone, and I misread it. You're right. It's a
good
Sunday.
Thing, good thing you brought that up, because Mission Santa Barbara is organizing an ecumenical service probably in the afternoon of Sunday.
I'm going to have to look up that word after the program.
Yeah.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
Several religions.
Oh?
Not one religion, but groups of religions.
Now, you casually mentioned that the courthouse was heavily damaged in 1925. I remember one of our interviews... we talked about the courthouse originally having a jail, so that would had to be. Was that the of all the public buildings? Was the courthouse the most heavily damaged? Or?
Oh, I think probably the omission gets that dubious distinction. But there were two buildings where we call the Sunken Garden, the a courthouse and the. County Recorder's building, and they were badly damaged. Yes,
Am I confusing? Was the courthouse the one that housed the jail, or was that another building? You got the News Press building at De La Guerra Plaza. You got City Hall there, and then you got the courthouse. Which structure had the jail? Do you remember?
It would have been one of the county buildings.
County buildings. Mm-hmm. So the old mission sustained the most damage, and then the courthouse was badly damaged.
And the office building at the corner of State Street and Anapamu, the San Marcos building, the entire corner of it was demolished, completely demolished, as if there were the lateral shaking that did that. So that was photographed a great deal, and a couple of hotels on the lower part of town were photographed because their walls,
the exterior walls, just fell off.
Unreinforced masonry, the facades, and even the structures themselves, and chimneys in residences. They're unreinforced, and the bricks just were shaken off. And so that a lot of the damage that you see along State Street and in individual residences were because of the bricks being shaken down. And I've seen lists of building permits that were issued after the quake, and a large number of them were for residential chimneys. My grandparents' house did not have a fireplace and chimneys, but it was knocked off of its foundations, had to be moved further on the property. But some of the people who were injured were near a fireplace or a chimney during the quake, and were injured because of the collapse of the chimneys. The earthquake happened at about 6:40 in the morning.
Oh, I remember you telling me that last time you were on, which was kind of a blessing because not as many people were perhaps out in the street.
That's right.
And
yeah,
most of the 11 unfortunate people that passed away, my guest Mary Louise Days, we're talking about the 100th anniversary of the 1925 Santa Barbara earthquake, which was on a Monday in 1925, and the 100th anniversary is on a Sunday, June 29th. I remember you saying that we were lucky it was early in the morning.
Yes.
Most of the 11 people, were they around these commercial buildings versus, you mentioned your grandparents' structure?
There were deaths in the Arlington Hotel. I hadn't mentioned that as also being very, very visibly damaged. The water tank was on top of a suite of rooms, and it fell down and killed some people.
Ugh.
And there was a couple of people working in the San Marcos building when it collapsed.
And the San Marcos building on the corner of State and Anapamu, I think you said, and I remember you talking about the Arlington Hotel, and they put this water tank on top because the Arlington Hotel had a bad fire and burned down. So they rebuilt it and put the water tank on
top. That's
right. And that ends up wreaking or wrecking havoc, whichever the correct term is. That's
and
amazing.
And the original Catholic Our Lady of Sorrows Church, but at State and Figueroa, they had remodeled it and built two towers on top of the adobe church, and of course the towers collapsed and really destroyed that church.
State and Figueroa?
Yes.
I'm trying to think of what's there now. I know there's a big church. Is it on
Anapamu?
Anacapa and
that's the second Our Lady of Sorrows. That was the replacement church. But the part of La Arcata Court is at State and Figueroa, and there's retail on that property now.
Right, and the turtles and the iron sculptures of people washing the windows. My guest, Mary Louise Days, a walking, talking encyclopedia of Santa Barbara history. And we're coming up to the 100th anniversary of the 1925 earthquake, June 29th. And for information, you can go to eq25.org, eq25.org. Of course, I'm struggling to remember the most famous woman of Santa Barbara who led the charge to rebuild Santa Barbara in the way we see it today. And so,
well, you're thinking of Pearl Chase.
Pearl Chase, of course.
And she and Bernhard Hoffman were proponents of the California style, Santa Barbara, California style architecture, which of course had already begun prior to the earthquake, because the newspaper building was built in 1922. Before the earthquake, and City Hall was built in 1923 before the earthquake, and they were in Spanish styles. So it was became popular, and Miss Chase always did favor Spanish colonial architecture in this area.
I'm glad
and
you... Go ahead.
The Hoffmans owned... they owned El Paseo and so forth.
Oh, I didn't know how Bernhard Hoffman fit in there. And interesting, I'm glad you mentioned, I was going to ask you, so the original News Press building was built in 1922, City Hall 1923, and they were not as severely damaged as the Mission and the courthouse and some of these other buildings?
Correct. No, they were not.
That's interesting. And, of course, everything changed, you know, reinforced, unreinforced masonry. And your grandparents' house, it fell off the foundation. So then, of course, we had, I don't know when they started using straps to make sure that a raised foundation was attached to the foundation.
Yeah.
Straps bolting the sill plate. And then eventually we have all these straps today for reinforcing and using plywood. Along the cripple wall underneath and the crawl space. I don't know how long it took for all those to come into being, but where was your grandparents' house?
It was on the Lower East Side on Punta Gorda Street, and it was a very, very old Victorian house. There's a mobile home park there now. But you see, but their property was just across from the bird refuge and, you know, and near Sycamore Creek. So there was not stable soil.
So that property, that house is long gone?
Yes.
Because I know we've read sometimes where they take old houses and they move them, but unfortunately that didn't happen. Boy, so your grandparents, they were living on Punta Gorda in the early 1900s. How far back does your family?
The 1920s. They arrived in Santa Barbara in 1922.
Oh, well, there's a nice how do you do. Welcome to Santa Barbara. Let's knock your house off the foundation. So is that when your family, is that your earliest family coming in Santa Barbara in 1922?
No, my mother's side, the Irish-American family, moved to Mission Santa Ynez in 1882. They came from Gilroy, California, and before that, my great grandfather was born in Canada, and my great grandmother was born in Pennsylvania.
Oh,
they
Canada!
They kept moving west, and heard that there would be ranch land available in Santa Ynez Valley, so they came down here by ship, found that the ranch land was not available, but the priest asked them to move into Mission Santa Ynez to keep it from deteriorating. And they had a large number of children, and strong teenage boys, so they had a threshing business, and my great-grandfather was a stonemason and carpenter, and eventually they bought ranch land south of the mission, and that's where my mother grew up.
Wow. That's so interesting to hear that you have such history and roots in the San Ynez, Santa Barbara area, and then you took it upon yourself to work for the city of Santa Barbara, Santa Barbara City Urban Historian. My guest has been Mary Louise Days, a walking, talking encyclopedia of Santa Barbara history. Thanks for filling us all in on the structures and the people in 1925 earthquake. Again, EQ25.org, EQ25.org. I came to Santa Barbara in 1977.
Wow.
Originally hitchhiked from New York to California and passed through Santa Barbara in 1974 when I was 18. But my two uncles around the time of the Depression hitchhiked from Brooklyn. And I have a picture of one of them. He was in the 1931 Fiesta Parade. He's wearing like a Davy Crockett kind of getup.
Oh, my gosh.
And they hung out in Santa Barbara for a while back in 1931. I wish they had bought some property. But they probably didn't have two nickels to rub together. But that's my history. Mary Louise Days, Santa Barbara historian. Always good to talk to you. Thanks for calling in and sharing the info about the 1925 earthquake.
Thank you, Mark. It was fun to talk to you again.
As always, you too. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Bye for now. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. I could have kept talking to Mary Louise. There's always something interesting to talk about, but we'll save it for next time. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.